How to do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mock Observer's Daily Observations podcast. Today is Monday. It is October 12th, 2020. I'm your host, Kelly Gamott. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Kelly. It's good to be here on iPhone Event Eve.
Yes. We used to call them Steve-mas in the olden times. And so it was always Steve-mas Eve. That was always an entertaining thing. Another person with me today who has had more than his share of Steve-mas Eves and Steve-mas Days, John Martellaro. Hi, John.
Hey, this is John. I'm ready for a new iPhone, Martellaro.
Well, in that case, let's talk about it. As Andrew said, it's Event Eve, and tomorrow we expect to get, well, tomorrow's event is called High Speed, as in HI, you know, greetings, comma, fastness. So, Andrew, give us the rundown. Sorry to be technical, everybody. Andrew, give us the rundown on the part that we are pretty sure is happening tomorrow, which is phones.
I would say 99% sure that we're getting new iPhones tomorrow, mm-hmm. whether they're going to be called the iPhone 12 or maybe the iPhone 11S. We don't know that yet. So last week I wrote up a post from this Chinese leaker named Kang. Mm-hmm. They leaked like all the particulars of what these new phones are going to be. And according to AppleTrack.org, they do have a pretty good track record. So I won't go through all the specifics of each model, but here's the ones I think we all care about. So they say all these iPhone 12 models are going to have an OLED Super Retina XDR display. Ooh. And the screen itself is going to be built with some like technology called Ceramic Shield, which will, you know, just make it stronger and more resistant to scratches and dropping.
Interesting.
And they will all have the capability to shoot video in Dolby Vision.
Cool.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Now, a previous rumor I remember hearing about, it said that maybe only the Pro models will have 5G, but this leaker says they will all support 5G, and there will be a smart data mode, which will be able to intelligently switch between 4G and 5G for the applications that really need the higher 5G speeds.
You know. Interesting. Okay.
Okay, so the phones are going to be an iPhone 12 mini, an iPhone 12, and then the iPhone 12 Pro and Pro Max. The iPhone 12 mini is going to start at $699, the 12, $799, the 12 Pro, $999, and then the Pro Max is going to be $1099.
All right.
Now, kind of the weird thing that we were talking about before the show is that there are four phones, but there are three different dates for a pre-order.
Okay.
So this leaker says for the 12 mini, the pre-order date is going to be November 6th and 7th, and it will launch on November 13th and 14th. And then for the 12 and the 12 Pro, that the pre-order date will be this Friday, October 16th and 17th. And the launch date is going to be October 23 and 24.
Okay.
And then the Pro Max finally is going to be the other November one, but this is going to be November 13 and 14th for pre-order, and then launch 20 and 21st.
Okay.
So we were saying that's kind of odd.
If this holds out to be true, this is going to be very confusing for people.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Oh, I'm up early to get my pre-order for the thing that I want to pre-order, and it's not today. So mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be weird. Now I do recall. Last year was the first time we had a Pro phone, right? 11 Pro is the first Pro named phone. Because we didn't have a 10 Pro.
So.
We had the 10, the 10R, John's tennis, phone, the tennis match. Yes. So the 11 was the first Pro, and I have an 11 Pro, and I remember having to wait a bit after the 11 sort of made it out into the world before mine showed up. I don't remember the pre-order date difference, but I remember that mine was just going to be later than the others. So,
okay.
So it does track that like there's the regular phone named launch date or pre-order and possibly delivery, and then a separate one for the Pro line, because they did that last year. This other stuff with the Mini and sort of jamming it in and like it's one but not the other and all of that sounds very confusing. So I do hope that they simplify some of that. I think that would be
one could argue that would be wise to wait and to glom them all together into one date. But that would be a later date in November, and Apple wouldn't have as many sales in the quarter. So it turns out, I think it's just smart to start selling phones as soon as you can sell them in October.
Sure. I mean, that makes sense, too. Now, John, are you in for another Max this time around?
Yes, I'm in for a 6.7-inch 12 Pro Max, because my 10S is 2 years old, and I'm ready for a new phone.
Did you just mispronounce iPad Mini? Because it kind of sounds like you did that much screen. This is the thing I've been wondering about for a while.
I talked extensively in the past about how the XS Max changed my life.
Yes.
Prior to that, I had an iPhone 10.
Yes.
A 5.8-inch screen.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly, when I had a 6.3-inch screen, things changed. I could do things. My preferred device for sitting on the couch, you know, is the second screen in front of the TV. Yeah. Was my phone instead of an iPad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the screen is big enough to do just about anything with.
And that makes sense. But but also, I mean, this is going to shock anybody on the show, I'm sure, but I don't want any more screen. Like, I didn't want as much screen as I got on the 8. And I, you know, so I was excited that the 11 is about the same size.
Well, Kelly, you have small hands.
I have small hands and I have minuscule pockets. This is the issue.
The pockets.
Yeah. I don't.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's really what it is, because I don't leave it in my purse. So as my watch gets more capable, that stance may change. I know a lot of people who got a watch and like I can leave my phone in my backpack for most basic things now. So I don't, or in my bag or, you know, elsewhere. So I don't have to worry about it so much. And so I wonder, you know, for what I want to do, I usually need my actual phone for it. So my watch only takes some of that away. And, you know, also, like, that was a lot bigger concern when we still went places on a regular basis. So, you know, I haven't really had a problem putting it in my pocket, you know, from room to room in my house. So that hasn't, at least from here, it hasn't been as big a deal lately. So
what's interesting is that the XS Max is 6.3 inches, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And the rumor for the iPhone 12 Pro Max is 6.7. So it's gloriously even bigger.
Yeah. And it's starting to converge on iPad Mini territory. I really wasn't joking about that. We're getting to the point where I'm starting to wonder if the phones are just going to keep getting bigger. You know, what place does that leave the iPad Mini? So, you know, especially because you can get into a regular iPad, you know, that has a lot of power and is a very, very good device and is a little bit bigger, screen.
The low-end iPhone, well, you look at it, if you want a 6.7-inch screen, which is verging on an iPad Mini,
mm-hmm.
you have to pay $10.99.
Yeah.
Whereas you can buy a 7-inch, 7.9-inch iPad Mini 5 for, what, $3.99?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
So that's the kicker.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm only partly convinced. But the other thing that we want to talk about is, like we said, we know the phones are coming. Thank you, Andrew, for that rundown. And another housekeeping note, I think I mentioned this last week and I will mention again today. Tomorrow's show is not happening until after the event. So you're going to get, I don't know how hot they will be, but you will be getting reasonably warm takes on what happens at the event tomorrow. Because as soon as it's done and we've all sort of absorbed enough and, you know, gone back and looked up a couple of things to make sure, like, was that the thing I saw? Then we will have hard facts and, as always, color commentary for you tomorrow on that. You can follow it over at TMO Live if you want to check us out on Twitter. And we will have the live blog coverage up on the website as well. So we will talk about that tomorrow. So tomorrow's show, I'll have to wait a little bit. If you have feedback about it at the time, as always, you can email us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes for this episode. Now, the other thing we wanted to chat about today was the other stuff we think we might see. And John, I think you and I have a differing stance on one thing in particular.
I'm not tracking you.
Well, we were talking before about Apple Silicon. And I think, Andrew, you might have an update on the Apple Silicon piece.
Yeah, so this may or may not have to do with some of these November pre-order dates. But I think it might have been Mark Gurman who was floating this latest leak, or, well, not a leak, it's a rumor. Just maybe, I think, over the weekend I saw it. So he is saying there is going to be another Apple event in November, and this is going to be the one with the R Max.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense, because when has a Macintosh ever been introduced at a iPhone event? Never. Yeah. Never.
Yeah,
I like that rumor.
They have one more thing to number of things. I mean,
now that they're doing virtual events and people don't have to fly to Cupertino and go to Steve Jobs Theater, they can do virtual events whenever they want to.
Yeah, but 3 months in a row?
Well, they're selling a lot of product.
I absolutely do not deny that. But that was the thing. Like, 2 months in a row, I could see, you know, being kind of unusual, because, like, the watch event, the watch has turned into something that rates its own event. The phone, obviously,
yeah,
has its own event.
It's Craig Federighi and the Macintosh team instead of Phil Schiller and the iPhone team. Mm-hmm. Not Phil Schiller, but Joswiak. So,
yeah.
Different people, different contexts, different,
right.
You know, different people. Tim
right.
Cook may not be quite as dominant. He
but,
may do an intro.
Yeah, but how big a deal is...
It's not three times the work.
Oh, no. I know that at all. I'm talking about, like, if Apple's going to have an event every month, they're going to be less big a deals if they're going to continue this trend. So that's all. It doesn't seem like...
I don't know. An Apple Video event. Everybody's going to tune in.
I don't know. They did one in September for the watch, and then the phone in October. So that's why I think that we're going to get the first Apple Silicon announcement, I think, is going to happen as the one more thing at the end of the iPhone event tomorrow. So there's an excellent chance I'm wrong, but it's not 100% chance I'm wrong. So
I kind of agree with John. A November event makes sense to me, because iPhones aren't going to be the only thing that's going to be announced tomorrow. Some of the other rumors have to do with maybe there's going to be a new HomePod and maybe AirPods Studio, maybe, I don't know, an Apple TV. So it's going to be, if they added R Max with that too, that would be, I think, a very long event.
Yeah, but
I'm worried about the Apple TV.
Really?
We were supposed to get one back in early spring. There were rumors. Somebody had looked at tvOS 13 and saw something that indicated a new update.
And, but no dice?
No dice, and it hasn't happened all summer.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't happen last month, so...
Well...
I doubt if it's going to happen at an iPhone event either.
I don't know. It's the same operating system, so... Well... If it were brand new, no. But if they're going to spec bump the one we already have, like the 4K one is just going to be 4K, but include a new nifty thing.
That'll be a press release.
Yeah. Well, no, I could see them putting that as part of an event. If it's a whole thing, it's not going to be part of the iPhone event for sure.
I think there's a lot of audio stuff to cover, because people listen to music on their phones. And so the AirPods and the HomePod makes sense. Mm-hmm. But an Apple TV at a phone event, I've been so disappointed so many times in the past. I'm just not holding out any hope this time.
Well, I don't mean to laugh at your dashed hopes, John. I'm also very interested in where the Apple TV is going. And part of the reason I'm worried about it is because we've seen the availability of Apple TV stuff, besides, you know, Apple TV software, besides the hardware. On so many other platforms and on so much other hardware, I'm starting to wonder if Apple thinks that maybe it's a sucker's bet to continue selling that puck to people. So that's the reason I'm worried about it, is because I'm not 100% convinced that they see a future for it. the way the rest
of us do. Well, I covered that in particle debris on Friday.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
We should talk about particle debris from Friday, because the other thing that we wanted to talk about today, let's just dig into that piece. Let's see where that gets us, because I'm curious about the Apple TV. We just had a conversation in my house recently about, do we need another one to hook up there? And, you know, is it time to start pulling the trigger on the 4K stuff? And if we do that, you know, here's all the things we would need. And one of those things is an Apple TV. I don't have a 4K Apple TV right now because I don't have any other 4K stuff. So I haven't been interested in picking one up. So,
Simon Cohen in Digital Trends wrote, pray for the Apple TV.
Yeah.
It's the end of the line. I don't believe it is. But when Apple neglects a product for as long as they have, you know, the Apple TV 4K came out in October of 2017, and there hasn't been a lot of discussion about it. When Apple stops celebrating a product, mm-hmm. like the airport base station, mm-hmm. then you know it's on the chopping blocks, you know? Yeah.
Well, and now we know what they mean by we care about Apple TV, right? They made deals.
There's so many different places to get Apple TV app now.
They made deals with everybody to get the software out there on all kinds of all kinds of gear, and the shows are the shows are out there, and the shows are doing okay, and they've assimilated other stuff so that you can use the TV app to watch TV Plus as well as any of the other streaming stuff you have. So.
The Apple TV has about 2% of the market. It's very expensive. It's the most expensive streaming box you can buy at $200.
And I don't know that it's necessarily got the specs. Like, on paper, I don't know that how well it stacks up against some of the other boxes you can
hook up. Stacks up really well. Oh, yeah. It's got HDR10. It's got Dolby Vision. It's got Dolby Atmos.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the top-of-the-line box.
Okay.
But who can afford a top-of-the-line box these days when there's so many different little cheaper things you can get?
Yeah.
That have the streaming service you need.
Exactly. And that's the other reason I'm worried about it. I don't know how well it competes with other things. Because if people can be happy with 80% of what the Apple TV can do and pay 50% of the price of the Apple TV to do it or less, then that seems, you know, kind of appealing.
Well, for years now, people have been saying Apple should turn it into the premier gaming device with a... Yeah. Support for all known game controllers.
Yeah.
And up the screen refresh to 120 hertz.
Yeah. Don't you think that, I mean, Andrew, that would maybe make you take a second look at Apple Arcade, wouldn't it?
Yeah, probably. And that is one of the... I'm trying to keep track of all these different rumors and leaks in my head. But at one point, I did see maybe the next Apple TV will have... will be gaming focused with a new Siri remote and a game controller. Mm-hmm. But I actually have a question for you two.
Okay.
So we have an iPhone 12 mini, or we might have one. We might have a HomePod. Some are calling it a HomePod mini tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Do either of you think maybe we'll see an Apple TV mini? Like, what if it would be a stick, kind of like Chromecast?
Oh, how I want the stick.
Mm.
I would like that, too.
I have more than one TV in my house, and I would buy the stick in a heartbeat, because if it would, even if all it gives me is AirPlay 2 and, like, the Apple TV menu that I have, you know, that would be great. I would love that. Like, I don't need it to necessarily do all of the sound stuff. Like, I don't have a receiver hooked up to the other television or anything like that. So being able to have that and just, you know, poke it in the HDMI port on the side of my TV and call it good and be able to stream media to it when I want to and have TV Plus and, you know, my other streaming services set up with it, that would be fantastic. Mm-hmm. I would snap up at least a few of those at $50 a whack, because I know other people I could gift them to. Here, now you can play stuff from your phone on the TV and you're done. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, be careful, though, because a lot of modern TVs, I think, have multiple HDMI ports, but only one of them is designated as a top-of-the-line mm-hmm. ultimate Dolby Vision port. And so if you're trying to run something else into the TV...
Well,
there's no room for another stick to support the highest picture quality. And well, I don't mean my resolution. I mean
the TV I'm HDR. Thinking of doesn't support the highest picture quality either, so it's fine.
Oh, okay.
It's not. Yeah. This is an auxiliary it's television. It's not.
Stick it in the bedroom.
Yeah, exactly. It's the bedroom. It's you know, Dave was talking about picking up TVs. You know, like if he didn't have AirPlay, the one in the kitchen that we were talking about on an earlier episode, that kind of stuff. You know, might be what we would talk about. So.
Well, if there's no Apple TV 4K update tomorrow, I wouldn't worry yet.
Okay.
Because it's an iPhone event. So. Yeah.
So no cause for consternation yet, but as soon as there is, I will most likely have the Dream Team back, and we will talk about the future of the Apple TV. So that's going to do it for us today. I want to thank both of you for being here. Andrew, thanks so much for coming by with the full rundown for tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Glad you're here. And John Martellaro, future 12 Pro Max owner, thanks for coming by.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me again.
That's a really long name. I think I'm just going to start calling you John Fixin' to Upgrade Martellaro. That'll do the job.
Fixin'
to Upgrade. So I am your host, Kelly Gamont. Again, I will talk to you a little bit later than normal tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.